This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then, of course, you always hear me mention our helpline. That is 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Give us a call, and we will try to help you with any type of consumer issue that we can. Well, we're going to kick off today's show with a gentleman you normally hear each week on Tuesdays with Your Money Matters, and that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. And I was just commenting about this, looking out there and seeing those mountains. It's just beautiful.
I know, it is.
Tough place to work.
Beautiful.
Tough office.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to get you on. Again, we have you on each week, Tuesdays, and a lot of times we have a lot of different guests on, and then you'll do a mortgage show every once in a while. But just want to touch a little bit about affordable interest mortgage. And, you know, we've had you on for a number of years. You've been doing this a long time, and you've seen a lot of other mortgage companies come and go, and people come to you, and they've been other places. What do you think really sets you guys apart?
And I've kind of talked to you about this in the past. I think we listen better than most. Most people, when they call a mortgage company, some of them, a lot of them, it's kind of like calling a call center. If you don't fit into their box, they kind of just put you over here. When they got time, they might come back. They don't listen to what you're actually telling them you're looking for. You may be looking for a 30-year mortgage, but we may talk to you and say, well, you could do that 30-year, but we could cut it to 27.
Right.
And it still fits in your payments, but you save this kind of money. They don't really listen to what your long-term or short-term goals are. So more so, I think that's part of it, because we're here to serve you. We don't offer just one loan. We offer all different types. Some are good for those. Some are good for these. It's just, what are you looking for?
Sure. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500, and right here in Greenwood Village area. And Kurt and his team can help you out with really any kind of mortgage. And, you know, we can even touch on reverse mortgages. You guys do those as well.
Yes, we actually do quite a few of those. There's, you know, as we all know, 10,000 people a day turning 65. There's a lot of myths about it. I think some of those are being cleared up. A lot of people believe that there's a high cost to reverse mortgages. And when you put it, the numbers out, it's really not. The cost has come down drastically on those. And there's a tremendous benefit. They're not for everybody, but there's a tremendous benefit for many people when they're struggling and they, you know, they got medical bills or they got, you know, drug issues that they got to be able to pay for the drugs. The budget only goes so far.
Sure.
So this allows them to free up, or if somebody just wants to take that house payment they're making and travel a little bit more, it just takes some of the pressure off, and it works pretty well.
You know, I was thinking back through some of our past shows, and a lot on Haystack, we try to help people with advice to keep them from making mistakes. And I was wondering, are there mortgage mistakes people can make, you know, when you get looking at a house? And one I was thinking of, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get approved for, you know, $400,000, and you think, I got to spend every penny of that. And then all of a sudden, you don't have anything, any money to put a sofa in there or drapes or different things. So a couple of things I was going to bring up and get your opinion on. Is it a mistake to make yourself kind of house poor a little
mortgage
bit?
Mortgage poor.
Yeah,
so we
mortgage
call it,
poor. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I really think it is, because if you've never owned a home, we actually try to help you understand that there's going to be more cost. There's a lot of first-time home buyers, young millennials out there looking, and we try to explain to them that, you know, even though you think this payment fits, you're pushing your envelope, and should you have a tough time or a furnace break or, you know, issues with the home, now you're kind of strapped and you're putting things on credit cards. But I see mistakes sometimes from mortgage lenders that certain loan officers will offer people products that isn't really the best for the customer, but it's great for them. They'll talk them out of a VA, but talk them into an FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And a VA is far superior than an FHA loan, and the payments are less. But they don't like VA loans. They don't like some of the restrictions at VA. VA actually restricts how much money you can make on it a little bit more. So they don't like that. So they'll convert you over when you really should be in a VA. Or they'll put you even in an FHA when you fit into a conventional.
Right.
Because the rate's better, but it has mortgage insurance. And they don't necessarily tell you that you could do a conventional versus the other. So it's there's those kind of mistakes that can happen that we see after it's happened. And we talk to people, go, well, that really wasn't the best loan for you. This should have been a whole lot better, and you'd have been able to pay off your home faster and save closing costs. We see that a lot.
So that may be one mistake. It's just not sitting down with someone that has your best interest at heart instead of just the business side of things. But especially first-time home buyer, I mean, to sit down and let someone like you that's been doing this a while and got a few gray hairs and can understand, you know, hey, you need to think about this.
When you're doing a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refi, it's not something that needs to be done in 2 weeks. It's something you really should look at and understand your options and what it's the total cost is going to be to you, whether you're going to be in it for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever you think. What's that cost going to be? And too many people want to kind of rush you through that, especially on a purchase. Everybody's trying to rush to the close on a purchase. But that's a big investment, and you're getting so hyped up about buying that house, you forget sometimes to pay attention to the product that you're getting that's financing that home.
Right.
And we just try to give you, when we talk to you, seldom will you get one option from us. We're not here to tell you which loan to take. We're here to say there are options. You need to see the cost on all of them. You pick the loan. We get paid the same. Whether it's this loan or that loan, we get the same.
Right.
It's what's the loan that's best for you that protects your money the most.
So you mentioned the VA loan. So would you say it's a mistake if you qualify for a VA loan that in most cases that's what you should do?
Absolutely. Okay. VA loan is one of the best loans out there. VA has just come out and changed some of their guidelines because there's been some lenders that are promoting VA, but they're doing what they call churning. Because VA will allow you to do, if let's say you own a home and you want to pull some cash out and you're a vet, VA will allow you to take up to 100% of that. Well, so what some people are doing is they will get you to take maybe 10% of the equity that you have available and then come back to you in 4 months and get you to take another 10% and then come back to and keep doing that. It's churning. While you're getting the cash and your payments don't change because the rates are good, you're paying extra cost every time you do that, and you're paying extra commissions. VA has come in and they've now come out with a tangible net benefit thing to where they won't allow that to happen. You can't refinance a VA as quick as you used to because too many people are taking advantage of it. Loan officers, mortgage companies.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. But if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, maybe thinking about refinancing, looking at maybe a second home, reverse mortgage, this is truly your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Now, and we've talked about this a lot through the years, but, you know, the whole pre-approved, pre-qualified, and, you know, I think it's a mistake we've talked about before and we've had credit experts on is, I mean, hey, before you go out and start looking, you ought to get a copy of that credit report because there may be some things there that you've talked about before. Maybe they've got several cards and they can page some of those down a little bit or increase credit lines where they don't have to do that. But I'm saying is, it's a mistake not to check out your credit a little bit before you go house shopping.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an example that most people would not think about. I have a client. He's been in the same business for 14 years. Owns his company in this business for seven. He has a 774 credit score. He's putting 20% down. You would think he'd be easy to get done. What's on his credit report is he has credit that he has opened, but he doesn't use. So without that credit report and seeing that and knowing that the lenders require activity on your credit report, you can have 10 accounts. If they're all paid and haven't been used in the last 2 years, they don't care about your score. They don't think you know how to make payments on credit because you have no history. So we had to spend a month to get things charged to show activity on the before he could get the loan.
So as a consumer, we may be thinking we're showing restraint.
And, common sense.
Yeah, and by not putting a lot of things right on cars. And you're not saying go crazy with them, but
no.
Put 25-30% gas, groceries, whatever, and pay it off.
Yeah, I was asked that question on Monday, Mortgage Minute with John Rush. And I said, somebody should, if you have a credit card, put $200 on it. If you haven't used it in 6 months, put $200 on it for whatever it is. First month, pay 100 of it back. Second month, pay 50. Third month, pay it off.
Okay.
Done. It will improve your credit score, and it will help you get loans. And it's just the $200. It's not like you're running up a lot. I'm not telling you to use it a lot, but use it because then it improves your score. 32% of your credit score comes from how you manage your credit card debt. Not your installment loans, your mortgage loans, or your car loans. Your credit card debt. If you use it wisely, you can get to a 780 pretty quick.
Hmm.
It's a pretty simple little process, but it's paying attention to those things.
Now, is this something where sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of different ads, and I mean, hey, we're not hiding. In fact, we're advertising right now.
Sure.
But you'll hear a lot of different ads. But is it sometimes where maybe, you know, a company I'm trying to find my note here on this real quick, but they offer a low rate, but then they have high fees. Is there anything in that where companies can do that in kind of
absolutely.
A hidden way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different types of mortgage brokers. There's the standard mortgage broker, then there's a correspondent mortgage broker. Correspondent mortgage broker is a broker that's using their own money.
Okay.
So they can not only make money on the rate and get paid by the lender, they can actually charge you to do so. They can charge you for fees that most lenders wouldn't charge you for. I hear an ad all the time that this one company talks about, well, you don't have to give us $500 up front to do the loan. Nobody should ever be giving anybody any money up front for any kind of mortgage loan.
I've never heard of you asking for money.
No, I can't even imagine that there's somebody out there doing it, but apparently there are people doing that.
Hmm.
Now, do you need to prepay for the appraisal? Yes, but that money's going to come back to you at the close. Yes, there are people that are doing that. They're charging excessive fees, and they're legitimate because they're the ones loaning the money. So as doing that, they have the right to charge those fees. There's a max that they can charge,
okay.
But most lenders aren't even close to the max. The max used to be is 3%, but you can't. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Right. And one thing I like about you is, I mean, you have so many different programs, and a lot of people might think of big banks or that's the places to go that they would have more. But really, you have a lot of different options, and one especially I wanted to close out with today is the asset manager. I'll let you talk about that a moment.
A brick-and-mortar bank has to sell what the board of directors tell them that's the product that they're going to sell. So they're very limited. Most don't do VA. Very few will do USDA. Some are very restricted on their FHA. So they basically do conforming loans. And then they'll give you good rates if you've got lots of money sitting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mortgage broker, my job is to find the best rate and the best program for you with your scenario and what you want to do. So that's why I have about 11 to 13 different lenders that I'll find the one that fits for you the best. We talk about the asset manager. That's my personal favorite. It's not for everybody, but if you're disciplined with your money and you have money rolling through your checking account, it's a mortgage to where they attach your checking account to your mortgage. And every dollar you put in your checking account goes to principal. Unlike a compound interest loan where you pay principal last, in this loan you're paying principal first, and it's simple interest.
Right.
So because of that, your mortgage payment goes down every month, which means as you're depositing money, more of it goes to principal because it's paying it first, and it just keeps magnifying.
Hmm.
And without changing your spending habits, most people are saving 40 to 60% of the interest that they would normally pay on a compound interest loan in this kind of simple interest loan, and they're owning the home faster. And the best part about it, you have access to your equity when you need it for an emergency, unlike any other loan. You don't have to go back and get a second mortgage. You don't have to come back and refinance. Excuse me. You don't have to refinance with me. One loan, 30 years, you're good to go.
All right. And I think that's where we lose people a lot the minute we say you don't have to change any of your spending habits. Because normally to pay something off early, you've got to sacrifice. And this, we're talking about just keep doing what you're doing.
Think of it this way. If you deposit, let's say, $8,000 a month into your checking account, if you could take that $8,000 and put it in a savings account that paid you 5 or 6% before you spent it, would you do it? Most people say absolutely. Well, that's exactly what this does. It's basically paying you the same rate, paying you 5, 6%, applying that to your principal, paying your principal down, lowering your payment, paying interest. The interest rate on this is, you know, think of it like a credit card. A credit card might charge you 16%, but if you pay it off every month, you pay 0%. I got people paying 2% interest on these loans, 2 to 3% interest, because they're not paying it to the bank. They're saving it.
Right.
That's their money, and they own their home faster, and they're protected if the economy goes south. It's a great loan.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you. And again, you can join us each week on Tuesdays for a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Stop enduring nerve pain. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. The burning, tingling sensation starts in your feet, slowly progressing until your balance begins to suffer. Occasional numbness turns into constant discomfort. You become afraid to drive because you can't feel the pedals. Do not resign yourself to a lifetime of limited mobility. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center offers an advanced technology called electronic signaling, giving hope to seniors with nerve pain. Call 720-851-9694 to schedule a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam. Dr. Anderson will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help your peripheral neuropathy. You shouldn't need to tolerate nerve pain. Call today, 720-851-9694.
Join us for a walk down Memory Lane Museum, a 10,000-square-foot museum of restored cars from the 20s to the 60s, an old-fashioned ice cream parlor with old-fashioned shakes and ice cream sundaes. Charter Financial Resources is having two events in their Memory Lane Museum with information on how to lower your tax liability in retirement, on Social Security changes, and on multi-generational IRAs. Call 720-473-5483 to RSVP. That's Tuesday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. for dinner, or Wednesday, January 23rd at 12 p.m. for lunch. Great information and lots of fun. Museum includes special Harley-Davidson room with one of Elvis Presley's 1957 Harley. Call 720-473-5483 now to reserve your place. That's Tuesday, January 22nd at 6 p.m. for dinner, or Wednesday, January 23rd at 12 p.m. for lunch. Be sure to wear your Bobby socks.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies. And one of those is Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kurt Rogers and his crew, we sure appreciate their partnership with us. And one of the gentlemen that works there, Steve Hurley, handles all their reverse mortgages. So, Steve, great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. And by the way, if my voice breaks up like it is right now, you're just going to have to excuse me.
Well, that's all right, sir. That's all right.
Anyway, I've got Betsy and Larry here on the phone, and I wanted to bring them on, and so if you wish, you can ask them some questions as to the reasoning behind them ever getting a reverse mortgage to begin with.
Well,
because I know it's beneficial to them, and
right,
I believe they believe that too.
Well, good. Well, we will tell Larry and Betsy hello then. So, folks, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Hi, Betsy. So, Larry, I'll start with you. Let's start a little bit about, and again, certainly want to give you your privacy and all, but what made you start thinking about a reverse mortgage? And did you have any preconceived notions about them that maybe weren't good?
Well, no, I pretty much, about 3 years ago, a little better, I started really looking at them because we're getting up there in years, and we've got a little money stuck away, but I didn't think it would be quite enough. So, and I talked to the kids, and they weren't any really interested in the house, which they can have anyway now, I know. But I started kind of looking into it 3 years ago, and I contacted Steve. And he sent me, and then I called him and told him, no, I guess I won't do it now. But he said, well, if you ever change, he sent me a nice little note and said, if you ever change your mind, please give me a call. So then my wife had a stroke here about a year and a half ago, and so things kind of started changing in our life financially and otherwise. And so I give Steve a call, and he really worked with us on it.
Wow. And, you know, there's a lot of people that if you once you tell them no, especially in sales, they just go on their way. But it sounds like Steve kind of did an extra step there that most people don't, to write you a note and to say, you know, thank you. And you know what? If I can ever be of help, I'll always be here.
Yeah, and I even kept it.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, Betsy, I hope you're feeling way better now and doing well after going through that?
I certainly am.
Well, good. So, Betsy, what kind of peace of mind did this give you? And I think here's something we can stress, too, is, you know, don't wait till a stroke happens. Don't
right,
wait
yeah.
till something happens. Because then that's where sometimes bad decisions can happen. But
right.
It looks like you did your research before. You found someone you're comfortable with. And then when you felt it was the right time, you did that. So, Betsy, take a minute and just talk about, you know, the comfort and peace that it gave you doing a reverse mortgage.
Well, the peace of mind is unbelievable. I was really concerned about when I had to leave my job, what we were going to do as far as income. And this whole thing has just worked out so beautifully for us. And the peace of mind is great.
Mm-hmm.
No more worries about that.
Sure.
We're set for the rest of our lives, I hope.
Right. And Steve is not looking for accolades here, but I think this is very important when someone, you know, possibly comes to your house, sits in your dining table or sits in your living
right.
room and starts talking about this. Take a minute and just talk about, you know, the way you felt when he came in your house and a little bit about, you know, how he explained things to you.
Well, he was very thorough in his explanations, and I don't think he could have made it any easier on us. He came to the house twice.
Three times.
We got all the paperwork done, which he explained thoroughly, so that even I understood what was going on.
Right.
And
now, Larry, don't get in trouble there. Don't laugh too much at that.
After 62 years, that ain't going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
But it was just such a nice business transaction.
Sure.
It was just as easy as it possibly could have been.
Right. Now, Larry, my understanding in doing these shows with Steve, you know, he comes out, he explains things, and then one of the first things that is required is doing a counseling type of course. So take a minute and just, you know, for education of our listeners that may be thinking about this and calling Steve, talk about that counseling course and what that was like.
Well, really, there again, Steve made it very simple. He gave us a list of the folks we could use, you know, as counselors. And he didn't really recommend. He just gave me the list and said, pick whichever one you want. And so I picked one and called, and a very nice young lady, and I can't think of her name right now, but we did it right over the phone.
Mm-kay.
And everything worked out fine, you know. And it was really very, very simple.
Right. And, Steve, when you meet folks like this, I mean, you're the first one to say, and you said this on our very first show, a reverse mortgage is not for every family.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
But it can be a life changer, a game changer for people. And whether they really, you know, quote, need the money right now is not really the issue. I mean, sometimes it may be, but it really is just that peace of mind that Betsy talked about.
Well, that's true. And quite honestly, when people have a need, this is an acceptable alternative to most of them, to most of the seniors. If they really don't have the need, but they have the want, this is also a very acceptable alternative, simply because it allows them to gain access to the equity that they have in their home without ever having to worry about paying back another home equity line of credit, as an example, to get that fund, or even to completely refinance. Now, I can tell you that Larry and Betsy didn't owe a whole lot of money on their own, and they very well, maybe they could have gone ahead and refinanced, but the realities were, have additional payments if you don't have to have them?
Right.
And so I think that certainly struck a chord with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where we can sit down with people such as Larry and Betsy and just go over what is it they're trying to get accomplished.
Right.
You know, we need to know what road they want to go down to see if this is the right path for them.
Sure.
Because quite often, and it happens more often than you might think, where I have actually sat in front of a client and said, this is not the loan for you.
Mm-hmm.
You plan on leaving your home within a year or two.
Right.
Or you're going to go into assisted living shortly. Well, it doesn't make any sense to do that at this point.
Sure. And Larry, it probably meant something too. I'm sure there are some great young folks that sell reverse mortgages, but it's kind of nice to see an old gray-haired guy walk in like Steve and realize that, you know what, this guy's probably going to look out for my best interest, because, I mean, you know, no one's there to sell you something or talk you into something. And as he said, I mean, it sounds like he asked a lot of questions up front just to see if this is a good idea for you.
Absolutely, he did. And I've got a lot more gray hair than he does.
Okay.
And that's probably not good on this interview. But
right.
But no, it wasn't. And from my first meeting with him 3 years back, he worked with me there and told me a lot of the things. And then I got paperwork and stuff and studied it. And I just knew as soon as I made the decision that I think we better do it now, talked it over with Betsy, and I called him, and he came out, and everything was done at our dining room table.
Wow.
Man, he brought, for closing, he brought a neat CPA guy out, and we sat here and did it all right at our dining room table.
Right.
Three different meetings.
Absolutely. So, Betsy,
there was only one disappointment.
What was that?
Tom Selleck didn't come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot which president. There was one presidential speech when they said, you're no Ronald Reagan. Yeah. 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 Steve Hurley is no Tom Selleck. Okay.
There
yeah.
you go.
So, Betsy, what would you say to maybe our listeners, you know, that just to say, hey, you know what? This may or may not be for you, but for peace of mind, you should look into a reverse mortgage and use Steve.
Well, I think the fact that I did not understand totally about what a reverse mortgage did for us until Steve sat down and explained it, the fact that we don't have that mortgage payment anymore mm-hmm. is really important to me.
Sure.
And there's so much that has given me so much peace of mind, that taking a lot of worries off my shoulders.
Right, right. Well, listen, you guys have been great, and Larry, I'll give you the floor first. Any closing remarks that you would like to say?
No, I just, I would say, and I've talked to quite a few people about it, because that reverse part of the name has scared people off.
Yes, sir.
And I've talked to most all of my brothers and sisters about it and some other friends. And I explained it to them a little bit, and I've talked to a couple of the banker ladies out here, and because they don't actually do them, but they need someone to pass them off to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, for us, it couldn't have worked out any better. I'm sure it's not for everybody, but it definitely was our solution.
Well, that's great. And Betsy, how about you? Any closing remarks from you?
Well, I just think it's a great, great thing, and find out about it before you make a decision, because there was so much I didn't understand about it. And when I found out what was really at the end of this whole situation, it's just a great peace of mind.
Yes, it sure is. Well, Steve, I think you got a couple of fans, even though you're not Tom Selleck.
No, I am certainly not Tom Selleck.
And Steve really did a great job. There's just no other way to say it.
Well, good.
Well, thank you all.
As far as our part, you know, as far as our situation went, he handled it great.
Well, good. Well, listen, we really, really appreciate you guys taking a few minutes and being with us today. And, folks, if you're out there and, you know, you've thought about a reverse mortgage, and just like these fine folks have said, hey, you know, it's a scary term maybe if you don't know much about it. And it is worth looking into to see if it can be of help. And it is free of charge for Steve to come out and consult with you, or you come to him, whatever the case may be, and whatever you need, he will do. You can reach Steve at 720-895-0500. Again, that's 720-895-0500. And it's affordable interest mortgage, and their website is aimortgage.net. So, Larry, Betsy, thanks for joining us, and I hope you all have a good day and continued good health to you both.
Well, thank you, same to you.
All right.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Betsy.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. One of the folks that's been with us really since we started, Online Trading Academy, John Hinkle, is with us in studio today. John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Scott.
Online Trading Academy. Man, you guys have been doing this a long time. You know, you see, we're both around the same age, and boy, you see a lot of companies go in and out of business. You got to be doing something right to be doing it as long as Online Trading Academy has.
Yeah, our students really appreciate the experience that they have with the Academy, and we've continued to grow. We're celebrating 20 years of educating people about the financial markets, teaching people how to trade, invest, teaching our patented core strategy from Wall Street to Main Street for the last 20 years, including 9 in Denver.
Right. Wow. Man, it's already been 9. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Time has flown. You know, and we mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, I mean, you did this for a long time, very successfully. What's really changed what you were doing 25 years ago to today in the whole trading world?
You know, there's been some amazing changes. I started out, just to give you a little background, Scott, I started out as a floor trader trading in the pits in Chicago. I moved from Arizona to Chicago in 1987, which was a tough year to learn.
Yeah.
And I traded for myself, trading for my own account, for 25 years, 15 on the floor, and then 10 after that trading electronically. Now, when I got started, Scott, it was all open outcry. And to get the best price and to have the best chance of being successful in the markets, you needed to be on the exchange floor. And so that meant you had to live in New York or London or Chicago. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the internet's changed everything.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many ways it's affected your life, and none more than the way it potentially could affect your wallet with trading and investing. Nowadays, all trading is electronic, so you can be really anywhere in the world. And we have students that live in Puerto Rico. We have students that spend half the time here in Denver and half the time, you know, in a warmer climate in the winter.
Sure.
You can be anywhere in the world and make money in the markets. And that's a really profound change.
Right. What do you look for in a student? I mean, well, you say, hey, if you possess these two or three attributes, you got to give this a try. Because we don't want to, you know, we always say, like you just said, hey, you can do this, you know, man, be your own boss kind of deal. But there takes some discipline. It's some work.
So there's three things that we look for in a student, three main characteristics. And I want to say that this is more people can do this than you'd think. There's really three main criteria. You need to be coachable.
Yep.
You need to be able to hold yourself accountable, and you need to be willing to put in some work.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things, I really believe we can teach anybody how to trade the markets. The skill set, just like any other. That, you know, no one was born a great investor or trader. They
sure.
learned it just like anything else. And as long as you're coachable, you know, you're willing, hold yourself accountable, we can teach you this.
Mm-hmm. And it's great to have people that have done it, because luckily we can learn from some of your, you know, mistakes. I don't mean your mistakes, but I just mean things that happened in the past. And that's why you guys call this patented methods, because you know they work.
Yeah, we've developed a method of anticipating market moves really with great precision. It's a patented method that we teach our students, a step-by-step process that we've been doing now for 20 years. We've been teaching people. And the key thing is, anyone can learn it. It's just be willing to put in the time and learn the skill set.
Right. Can we give away a few passes?
Let's do that.
All right. We're going to give away five passes right now to the first five callers. Now, here's what this is all about. This is a half-day class at the Academy's Denver campus. This has a $500 value, but again, it's going to cost you nothing but a few hours of your time. John's going to be kind enough to waive that tuition fee. If you call right now and mention Haystack Help Radio, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Seating is extremely limited, so you got to call now. And once again, that number for this free half-day class is 303-217-4511. They do these classes, you know, quite often. So you can go to their website, tradingacademy.com, to kind of look at maybe a schedule. But probably best just to call. Number one, call. Make sure you get one of these five free passes. And they can work with you on a schedule, see when they got a class that fits you. And, again, this is just a great opportunity. Now, we've talked about the instructors just a little bit, but wanted to delve into that just a little bit more because as we said, a lot of them came from the academy themselves. Now they're teaching there. What do you think makes a good instructor?
You know, I think number one, you want to make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're
yeah,
actually
yeah.
teaching a right. skill set that they're familiar with. So all our traders are required to you know, submit their statements to prove that they're actually trading in the markets on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
And prove that they're professional traders. Number two, you need somebody that can effectively communicate to people and communicate in terms that often are foreign to students. I mean, many of our students are brand new to the markets. They don't have a significant financial vocabulary, and they need to be able to communicate in a meaningful way concepts, ideas, so that people can take action on it, so that people can have actionable results and put that in their own trading investing.
Sure. A few recent testimonials here, just real quick, said if you're looking for financial freedom, Online Trading Academy has the tools to let you achieve it. And it's from Dustin Height. Here's one. Through Online Trading Academy, I have the knowledge, and I love this word, support. I need to be a successful investor for the rest of my life. Thank you, OTA, from Dwayne Strickler. When they talk about support, what do they mean in there?
You know, we have, I think first thing is I want to say Online Trading Academy, we have a physical campus where people go to where they learn hands-on. In fact, in some of our more advanced classes, people actually trade with our money. We allow them to actually trade live with our money. We have that much confidence in what we're doing with mm-hmm. them. And we've got people there that, you know, help with, you know, sometimes we have students that have a wide range of experience. Some of them are maybe not real comfortable with the computer. We'll help them get more comfortable with the computer. Others need, you know, they need just a little bit more help understanding concepts. We have both online resources for them. We've got in-person support personnel. We've got a whole team that really works to help someone develop the skills needed to be successful in the market.
Right. Well, take advantage of this class. Again, this is very kind of John to do. I mean, be very easy to charge for this. But you know what? We want to make sure it's a good fit for you, and I think this is a tremendous way to do that. So right now, first five callers, call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 for your chance to go to one of these classes. Absolutely no charge to you. They last around three and a half hours. Is that right, John?
About 3 hours.
Okay. And but again, seating is limited, so you got to call now. 303-217-4511. And you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. You know, again, I think, as we talked about, you know, in an earlier segment too, so many people struggle with things. This just seems like a way to finally take some control. And like I say, you see very successful people that come into your class. I mean, in all terms, for most of it, they'd be successful. But they feel like they need more control. So it must be good for everybody to have more control over your finances.
You know, we see, you know, people that are very wealthy and people that are just kind of getting started with their careers. It really doesn't matter. It's a skill that nearly everyone needs to have. I mean, maybe if you're Warren Buffett, you've already got it. But for most people, they need to develop a way to grow their money, because you're not going to do it in a bank account.
Right, right. You know, one other real quick one right here, and I love this one. It says, exceeded all my expectations, Online Trading Academy, that is, provides an excellent foundation and skills for investing and trading in the markets. And that's what really this is a foundation.
It really is. It's so much more. It's really, for many people, it's life-changing. It gives them the opportunity to pursue things that they're passionate about rather than just chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. Once again, take advantage of this class. Again, you don't get many chances to go to something like this where you're going to have the quality of instructors. You know, and this isn't something that's just, you know, reading through all these. Now, I have a ton of these things, but one guy says here, this is a great program that offers all the critical knowledge and tools. Another one, Online Trading Academy gives you the skills to succeed. This is a good class. This is a great class. If you want to make a change today, make it. But you got to make the call, 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511. Well, John, always great information. And, man, thanks for being such a great partner for us. And thanks for helping so many of our listeners. We've had a ton of them go through and viewers from our CBS show. So thanks for doing us a good job.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and also seniorresourceofcolorado.com. And on our haystackhelp.com, we've got a help box right there. If you have any kind of questions or problems, send us an email. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, we're glad to welcome back in David Cishan, Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cshawnfinancialservices.com. David, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
Hey, it's always great to see you. Boy, so much goes on with this whole retirement planning and the last few shows we've done and all of that. But I tell you one thing that even with our insurance folks that we deal with a lot, talk about this matter of long-term care, and most of us don't think about it till we're in the long-term care area. Again, there's so many things, as we talked about in the last segment, that, boy, if we could get people to think about this at 35 and 40 years old, when things are going to be much better for them to do some of these type policies for long-term care. But just talk a little bit about what you see in this whole long-term care arena with financial planning.
Right, Scott. Yeah, it's a big concern. And it's a big concern as people get closer to the retirement. It would be ideal if we could look at it at 40 or 45 or 50, because anything that you do at those ages are much less expensive and more effective long term.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the problem is we have reality.
Sure.
We have everyday costs and expenses, and refrigerator breaking, and we need a new car, and the kids got to go to school, and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's hard for people to address a lot of these little issues along the way that would be ideal for them to do. But at some point, long-term care comes into play, because in many of the studies, in fact, all of the studies that are out there, the biggest element of why people don't make it through retirement from a bankruptcy financial standpoint, is because of health care.
Mm-hmm.
They get sick. I mean, after age 75, I think it's somewhere like 75% of bankruptcies of the people over 75 is because of health care.
Yeah.
Or the lack thereof.
Sure.
So long-term care is an important concept. It's just a question of how can you address it? Now, when we look at long-term care for clients or folks that come in, I try to encourage self-funding. Pay it out of your own pocket somehow. Now, not everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage that, and the reason I do is because I don't trust the insurance companies. A lot of them have gotten out of the long-term care business because in their minds they haven't charged enough premiums. And now they're going back every year and getting the state insurance commissioners to increase the premium charges. And what's going to happen? Well, it's either going to force people that may have purchased this insurance to drop it at some point because they just can't allocate that much. Or the insurance companies are going to tell the clients, oh, reduce your benefits to keep the premiums level.
Right.
You know, or as eventually, as I say, I think a lot of them will drop the coverage because these premiums are going up substantially every year. So to their benefit, being the insurance companies, they've come out with other tools for long-term care that people have a choice at. At least they're more consumer-oriented.
Right.
And they don't necessarily entail ongoing premiums. For example, you could make a deposit with an insurance company. It'll sit in an account, earn 2 or 3 or 4%. But if you need that for long-term care, that money that you put in explodes to 3 or 4 times that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you could use it for home care or long-term care. That, to me, makes more sense.
Right.
And if you don't use it, you can get at the money, take it out, and spend it yourself. So you're in control. You haven't lost those monies. And you can also do certain types of life insurance products that they have that have riders for long-term care. Again, if you buy one of those and have it, you have long-term care associated. So if you have a $200,000 policy, if you need home care, long-term care, they might convert to a percentage that they pay per month, maybe 4%. So that'd be $8,000 per month until that $200,000 is used up.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't forfeited anything. If you never use it and you die, someone's going to get $200,000 tax-free.
Right.
So there's better alternatives if we have to have alternatives for long-term care.
And I think it would be good for people, you know, especially, I guess, working with you, before you go and buy something like that, sit down with you and let you look through it to see if it's accomplishing what that salesman is telling us it is, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of understanding what you should buy is understanding the client, understanding the five areas of financial planning about that client, understanding where the assets are so that you can make an intelligent selection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. If someone walked in and had hand me a policy and says, will this work for me? Well, in all probability, it'll work. But I don't know nothing about the client, so I can't say it's going to work for you.
Right. And when you look at the cost of, you know, when we grew up, we called them like senior citizen homes and all that. And they're way different today than what we grew up and walked into to see relatives or friends. I mean, these places can be, what, 8, 10, 12, 14 grand a month.
Oh, yeah. 90,000.
How do you plan for that?
Well, that's just it. You know, that's why there are realities in life. We look at what resources people have and how it's allocated and what's most important to them. And long-term care for many people is on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And I get comments like, well, if something happens to me, my daughter will take care of me.
Right.
You know, if something happens to me, the church is really good. They got a program we can do. I mean, there may be things that people can fall back on. But again, you have to have a plan and it has to be in place. It doesn't have to always be insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do something. And then there's the reality where they can't do anything. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to enjoy retirement, spend it down until you have nothing. And then you're going to end up on Medicaid, where a lot of people end up, unfortunately.
Right.
And let the state and the federal government buy your room and board. Not a great choice, but a choice.
Yep.
And a reality in many respects.
Again, for a free consultation, all you have to do is call 720-482-1917. Mention you heard David here on Haystack Help Radio. And you can check out their website at CeShawnFinancialServices.com. Now, another term you brought up with this long-term care is QLAC. And so explain that to us a little bit.
Well, there's a program that was started about 3 years ago. Federal government decided that, you know, they weren't trying to help us for our future years in retirement by telling us now, passing a law that says, you know, at age 70 and a half, if you have retirement monies, you are required by law to start taking out your required minimum distributions. Doesn't matter if you need them or not, you got to start taking them because Uncle Sam wants their money. You made a deal with the government, or as I call it, the devil. You can put monies in, you defer the taxes, but sooner or later there's a knock on the door, and that's 70 and a half, and now you got to start taking it. A lot of people don't want to take it. And but they're forced to. So the government passed this law, and they said you can now defer some of those required minimum distributions. You can defer them out to as long as far as age 85. So if you're somebody 65 or 60 or 70, you could say, well, I don't need it now, so I'm going to take a chunk of money and I'm going to defer this income until age 85 when I might need it for health care, long-term care, other needs. So you can do that now. The program that you do it under is called a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Now, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract to me is just like Social Security. You put money in and you take it out in the form of income. Unfortunately, with Social Security, if you take your Social Security out and you die, the money stays with the government. Here, with the QLAC, if you take money out, don't get all your money back, it goes back to your heirs. So it's just a tool that was passed. Most people don't know about it.
Right.
Most people haven't heard about it. And I'm shocked when people come in and they don't know about it. And so you can defer some money. You can defer, actually, currently under the current, this year, 25% of your account balances for your retirement monies, IRAs, let's say, 25% of that, up to a maximum of $130,000 one time. Not every year, just one time. And you can defer it out 4 years. The earliest you can start and do a QLAC is age 55. You can actually put one in. We did one for somebody recently who's 55, put in $125,000 because last year they allowed $125,000. But at age 85, even though it's his IRA, he and his wife could start taking over $4,000 a month until they die. Either both of them are gone. This is not unusual. I have yet to find an investment where I could take monies that could be deferred in a IRA and put them somewhere on a guaranteed basis and get anywhere close to the income that you can under this program. And again, it's a tool, so it could be used. Some of that money could be used to help finance long-term care costs or other medical costs. It's not going to solve the problem of long-term care.
Right.
But again, many times we can't solve it 100%.
Sure. You know, you mentioned real quick about people not knowing things, and your, don't want to use the word ignorance, but you're not knowing some of these things can ruin everything that you think you did well for all those years, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd be as harsh as say ruined, but I could,
it could be a setback.
Negatively affect
right.
What you've been doing. And a lot of people, when they come in, these people who have gotten to a point in time or stage in life, they didn't do things wrong.
Right.
You know, we all learn by mistakes.
Sure.
And we all make mistakes along the way, but they didn't do anything wrong. It's just a matter of now we can maybe we can shore these things up a little bit so that they're not leaking.
Right.
You know, and they'll last a lot longer. So understanding that is important for people to be able to comprehend because, again, a few little things, having up-to-date knowledge makes it easier going forward.
Absolutely. Again, the number for a free consultation is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. You can also check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com, and that's C-I-C-H-O-N financialservices.com. David, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
This is Haystack Help Radio.